Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Okay, so if you haven't heard the news yet, I've got a new book out called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. It's coming out soon, and I'm pumped to invite you to be a part of the launch team for this book. This is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and network with other champions of greatness in this exclusive community of conscious achievers. If you're ready to receive early access to the first few chapters of the book, behind-the-scenes updates from me, plus VIP access to bonuses and giveaways, then this is for you. For instructions about how to join this greatness launch team, make sure to go to lewishowes.com/launch team right now. Again, make sure to check it out at lewishowes.com/launch team right now.
When I started this journey in my life of trying to make wisdom go viral and to share ideas and help people train their mind for peace and purpose every day, there was a certain speed and pace that allowed me to figure out what I needed to do every 12 months. And now I feel like I'm moving away from thinking about the next 12 months to thinking about the next 12 years and thinking about the next 20 years and thinking about the next 30 years. And so I feel like I'm at an evolution and growth in my own life where a change of pace will be what I'm looking for, because I found that up until now, I felt like I had to do lots of little things all the time to be able to establish what I'm doing today. And now I realize it's actually going to take fewer, bigger things that you can only get to if you've done this step before. Wow. As I was doing this work, I realized that often the blocks to love are not because you don't have the deep intention to love people, but it's that you are putting yourself under so much stress and pressure that you're too agitated and irritated to be present and actually share love. So I saw this study that talked about how you think you don't wake up early the next morning, even though you wanted to, because you're bad at waking up early. But the truth is, it's because you're actually experiencing stress. And when you're experiencing stress, you can't implement a new habit. And so reducing stress allows you to be the person you want to be. If you think about when you say something you don't want to say, it's because you're irritated.
Reactive.
When you do something you don't want to do, it's because you're stressed. When you react to someone in a way that you don't think is yourself, it's because you're agitated. So we act in unloving ways because we are putting ourselves under stress, irritation, agitation, or pressure. And so for me, what I've realized that if I want to be my best loving self and be present with each and every person and be conscious of that energy, I have to learn to not put myself under so much stress that I can't be present.
Right.
So that's been a big lesson of love, that you can't love while you're putting yourself under stress or pressure in any way. The people who need the most love ask for it in the most unloving ways. The commitment I've made to myself is I no longer want to ask for love in unloving ways. I no longer want to be snappy to feel loved. I no longer want to be demanding to experience love. I no longer want to make someone else feel a passive-aggressive comment to feel love. I want to communicate about the type of love I need in an open and honest way, rather than trying to hope that someone else is going to figure it out because I'm sending subliminal messages, or I'm being distant, or I'm avoiding them. And so that was something deeply that I learned, was that we just constantly keep asking, even the people that love us the most, we keep requesting and demanding love in the most unloving ways.
Yes.
And if we can free ourselves of that, you can actually make a relationship really special and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so we have to let go of that.
Yeah.
Even though my work's been noticed publicly in the last 5 years or 6 years, there was a whole 10 to 11 years before that where I literally did this for whoever showed up.
Five people.
Literally. Yeah. So like when I was 18, and of course in my first book, I tell the story of how I met monks. I had a society at university called Think Out Loud. What it was a community where I would put out flyers and posters myself, and whoever wanted to come from my university would attend. And it was called Think Out Loud. I would dissect a movie based on philosophy, psychology, and spirituality. So I would take a movie like Inception and I would break it down. I'd take a movie like Notebook and break it down. I'd take a movie like The Butterfly Effect, Good Will Hunting. Like, I'd take these incredible movies and I would do these sessions. They'd be absolutely free. And I did it for the first year and 5 to 10 people came. Second year, maybe 25 people came. Third year, there were sometimes where 100 people were in the room. And I was just doing it because I loved it. Then I became a monk. When I came back, I did the same thing in the corporate world. I had an event in London called Conscious Living. It was on a Friday night. Literally 5 to 10 people would show up once a month, but it would make me so happy to spend hours with them afterwards. I would literally do a session. I'd serve everyone food because we'd always sit down to break bread. And then we'd sit down for 2-3 hours and I would just answer people's questions and sit with them. And I didn't have any followers. I didn't have any platforms. I didn't have any audience, but I loved it. And so I was already living the dream, in my opinion, because I was getting to do what I love on top of having a day job. And to me, that felt realistic. When I look at my happiness and joy now,
scale of 1 to 10.
To be honest, there's days when it's a 9 and there's days when it's a 5.
Really?
Yeah, it oscillates, and it's because—
Why is that?
Well, I think it's because I've taken on so much more now to think about, to be in charge of, to lead. You have other people that you're responsible for. You have teams of all of these people that rely on you to do what you do best and take care of them and connect, and they're trying to help you out and build with you. And so the responsibility scale level is so much higher now. And so it's not that I don't feel peaceful in my purpose, but it's that you do deal with daily stress, daily challenges, daily pressure in a way that I didn't before, because it was just about me. I find that a lot of my life today, I often say to people, like, I think 75% of my working week is in my discomfort zone. And so I really crave comfort in my relationships. I crave comfort
on
my weekends.
Peace at home, relax.
Exactly, yeah. So I rely on my personal relationships to have some comfort and some stability as I take on discomfort in my service and purpose. And so I think that makes sense. And so I think you also just get better at understanding what growth looks like and what you need. I think if I just sat and lived that life forever, I don't think it would have stabilized. I don't think I would have stayed at a 7 or an 8. Yeah. That would have probably come down as well, but for different reasons. And so the reason that now it comes down are actually positive, healthy reasons, or can be managed in a healthy way.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.